Having a good day? We're here to ruin it. I'm Anna.
And I'm Jordan.
And this is Ruin Your Day.
So I just want you to know that I think that this is the manifestation of what, like, the devil on your shoulder is, or angel.
I was gonna say, I was like, I don't see anything demonic about that. I cannot talk today.
For those of you who are listening, Clyde, I'm sitting on a couch, and Clyde is under a blanket that's been folded many times, on my shoulder, essentially.
And now Jordan cannot move.
And I can't move anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, Anna had to hand me my mic and my headphones. And I was like, Well, I live here now.
This is just where you go.
This is where I go. This is where I live.
You know, it just do be like that.
You know, when an angel sits on you, like Clyde is sitting on me.
Yes.
You don't move.
Or a demon, for that matter. Anytime Mia sits on me, I'm not going anywhere.
Out of fear? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but okay, you know what? Both fear and sheer just joy, because
she has chosen you.
I have been chosen
as the cushion.
As the cushion to my cat. Like, listen, she's a demon, but I love her more than life itself.
I know. Like, I know.
It's just, it's so hard.
I mean, I get it, but I've never seen a malicious bone in Clyde's body.
Except when you try to take his treat away, or like anything that he wants and he has,
that's
fair. You try to take it away. I've seen him upset.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, no.
Not like evil, but just like,
how dare you?
Give it back to me. Give it back to me.
Give it back to me now.
Give it back to me now. Like, I took a piece. Okay. He had a piece of floof in his mouth earlier. And I was like, come here, let me get it off of you. Like, can I help you, please? And I got it off of him, and he looked so affronted.
He was like,
give it back.
Excuse me. Did you touch my face?
Did you take my floof away?
Did you take my floof? It's rude.
I want my floof.
It's fucking rude.
He, like, literally, I'm not joking. He was looking at me like, give it back. Give it back right now.
He says no comment.
It was a piece of fucking carpet. Mm. It was a piece of carpet that Mia had ripped up. And he just was like, I want this. I want this right now.
Clyde said no comment.
Clyde?
He refuses to comment at this time on his behaviors and his actions.
Well, that's to be expected. Look at him.
I know. Like, you can only see his ear.
I only see his ear. It's such a glorious ear.
I love it.
God, if you've never experienced Clyde ears, I'm sorry. They are great.
On the daily, Anna is threatening to rip them off and eat them.
I would love them for dinner.
You know, I had to explain the whole why you get violent when you love something so much to my family. Because I said something, they looked at me, and I was like, yeah. It's like, And then I also explained it to my friends. So I've had to explain it to a lot of people recently because I've been violently loving.
It's a real thing.
And I said it so nonchalantly. I was like, yeah, it's like, you know, they get the synapses, they get twisted and it's fine. It's like, why you want to push your grandma down the stairs? And they looked at me, they're like, excuse me? And I was like, oh, no.
Nah, just kidding.
I don't want to do that or rip that baby's cheeks off.
It's a real thing.
It is.
It is a very real thing. So if you feel like you just want something that's really cute, feel validated. Because it's just because your wires are getting crossed and it's a real thing.
It's because you're lizard brain.
Yeah. Yep. We are all lizards at our core.
I love it.
And I love it and I hate it.
Yeah.
Because I find myself turning into a lizard person quite often. Like today, we were at a bakery. Like, trying to be classy.
Wait, We really were. Like, it was the classiest. So the original plan was to go to OMG Squee. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it was one of the owners was one of the people that the Queer Eye Fab Five crew helped out in this most recent episode or this most recent season of Queer Eye, because they were in Austin for this season six or whatever. And I watched it and I was like, we're going.
She literally texted me and she's like, okay, I just watched Queer Eye. We have to go. We have to go here.
We're going here.
Bet. Let's go.
And the bakery itself is an Asian inspired bakery. It's Asian flavors, Asian designs, anime designs on macarons and donuts and ice cream and like all this cool stuff, right?
It's super cute. Like, look it up. OMG Squee.
Or it's adorable.
So cute.
The owner is adorable
too.
Oh
my God. I just,
she's another
so
one.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She's another one. You get violent because you love her so much. And she's such a pure heart. So we get there. And because everyone else had the same idea I had, there was a really long line.
Really, really long.
So I was like, I don't really want to wait in line, like in the cold. So we can wait, or we can like come early or something. And so we went to another bakery that Anna suggested that was very French.
Very French, very pink. It's called Roche. I think it's pronounced Rochelle. Rochelle Patisserie?
Rochelle Patisserie?
I don't know how you speak French, so.
I'm pretty sure it's Rochelle.
Rochelle, but I thought there was an I. There's an I at the end. It looks like Rochelle. In my Texas American accent, it looks like Rochelle.
Rochelle pastries.
Rochelle pastry.
But it's a patisserie.
Patisserie. Patisserie.
Why can I say patisserie, but I can't pronounce other things?
I don't know. And I'm just over here like, patisserie.
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 It's fine. Hey, excuse me. Have you been to that Rochelle Pastries?
Literally me trying to like be, you know, somewhat classy, and I just can't pronounce words, so it just doesn't work.
Honestly, my favorite thing to do is, if I know the word, to purposely mispronounce it, but to like say it in like a really like country accent.
Yes.
Especially when I'm traveling, because like I don't have a Texas accent. The twang comes out sometimes, but for the most part, I have a pretty like.
It's not very. Yeah.
Nothing's heavy. And so when I go somewhere, then I'm like,
well, you know, we went down the road and
out down yonder by the creek.
We went yonder about a couple blocks and I'll talk like that and people look at me and I find it to be the most hilarious thing that I could do. Like, nah, I'm just kidding.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you, honestly. We went four blocks down and three blocks to the left. Like, I know exactly where we're at, but I'm just fucking with you at this point. No. So anyway, we went to the patisserie. And it was delicious.
So good.
But we tried to act very bougie. And then Anna's gremlin came out.
And then I just wanted to eat. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to eat this croissant. Call it a day.
And it was so good.
It was so good. But the tea. I think the tea is what would really.
Honestly.
Yeah. It was like a blueberry lemon tea.
It was herbal tea. It was so good.
So good. And I'm not like a big tea person. Like, I like tea, but it's not like. Like, my first thought in the morning is not like, I want tea. I wanted tea in that moment.
Oh my gosh, good. It looks so good. And then we got some little pastries to go.
Oh, yeah. Some macarons.
And a tart. And then we got Clyde a little doggy macaron. And he loved it.
And Mia got nothing.
And the world
did
was
I hear,
right.
Was that her? I thought I heard her. Mia. I thought I heard me. Maybe it was just, you know what? I'm going crazy.
Phantom meows.
Truly.
Like phantom pain.
It's honestly, it's a real thing. I'll think I hear her and I'll like, what? And she's like asleep on the, like dead to the world on the couch. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You know what? Never mind.
It's the ghost.
But she did get a box. She does have a box now.
Yeah, she lit a box. she's very happy.
Except when Clyde tried to go to her box earlier.
Yeah, when Clyde was like, hey, what's the... No! Oh. Don't go near it. I'm sorry, mom. Help.
Jordan's in the bathroom. I can't help you.
Truly, at this moment, I am the least helpful person.
I cannot do anything right now.
So, yes, we've
had a morning.
Yes, I was at my parents'.
And then you were here.
And then I was here. And then we went on adventures.
Yes.
And now we're back.
Now we're back. We're going to talk about something horrible, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
I don't know this time, but she decided to surprise me this time.
It's so gruesome.
I know.
It is fabulous and awful. It's actually really bad. This is going to be a really rough episode because...
She's looking at me and she's like smiling. I'm scared. Sorry, I don't mean to.
No, I went feral for a second. no, yeah, this is going to be a rough one. This is the, we're going to do, if you haven't again read the fucking title,
learn to read.
I recommend you read it. We are doing The Dracula Killer.
Oh,
Richard Chase.
Shut the fuck up. That was Mia. I heard Mia that time.
That was Mia.
Mia, back away, because this is, you know what? This is actually bad for your kind.
Yeah.
All
kinds.
Oh,
kinds.
Richard Chase is a doozy. You picked a doozy.
I know.
Holy shit.
I'm excited.
Okay. Okay, are we doing it?
We're doing it. Buckle up. Buckle up, kids. We're going on a bumpy ride.
Oh, God. Okay. I am scared now.
I know.
Okay. I'm scared. Okay.
So my sources are history.com, Crime Museum, the Sacramento News and Review, and Murderpedia.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay. So Richard Chase was born on May 23rd, 1950 in Sacramento, California.
You're going to California next week.
I know. Next week I'm going to the land of serial killers.
Yes.
California.
God. But not Sacramento. You're going to San Diego.
San Diego.
Not to, you know, triangulate your location, but
that's okay.
I feel like San Diego is a pretty big place. Yeah. It's fine. No,
it's fine. And it's not just me who's going. There's a bunch of us.
You have protection.
I have protection. Mm. So, yeah, Sacramento, I almost said San Diego again. Yee. As is common, Chase had an abusive childhood.
Oh, Cal Surprise. Okay. Yeah.
His parents were disciplinarians, and Chase's father reportedly often beat him and his younger sister. Ugh. So, yeah, welcome to the 1950s. So as a child, he was known to set fires, wet the bed, and torture animals.
Look at that. The McDonald triad.
Ayo.
Coming at you.
Woo. Real strong.
Wow.
Real strong. Once he became older, he started drinking and using drugs, mostly smoking marijuana and using LSD, which is like the two most common drugs that were like around in California in the 60s yeah. and 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're right. Yeah. LSD
I'm pretty sure you
weed.
I'm pretty sure you could like walk one block like down any street in California, and I do mean any street in or road in California, and just like score drugs.
Someone would have some,
or like yeah,
or you could yeah,
or you literally get hit in the face with marijuana, like they'd like smack you in the face. You're like, oh, God, okay, well.
How much?
Say less. So he apparently dated girls his age, but it was reported that Chase was unable to keep an erection during intercourse. He sought help and was told by psychiatrists that he might have a mental illness, and the reason for his impotence might be bottled anger. Can you see how this could be a problem?
I kind of appreciate, it's not funny. I'm sorry. It's just, it's funny because it's so ridiculous, but it's just like, huh, I think you have mental problems.
Welcome to the 60s and
70s. How about that? And it's just like, all right, see you later, bro.
like truly welcome. Welcome to the 60s and 70s of like mental illness, like being diagnosed. Hey, so smoke cig. I think you have mental illness. blows out smoke.
like you have mental illness.
Like me as a doctor in the 60s and 70s, I'd be like,
so
I think you have mental illness.
That's pretty much it. Or it's either mental illness or just blanket schizophrenia.
Yes.
That was like the most,
you know what it is?
What?
Mental illness for men, schizophrenia for women. I don't think that, but that just has been
hysteria for women.
Yes,
that
hysteria.
Was the common one, which if you don't know where the word hysteria comes from, it like hysteria does stem from like women having like breakdowns or just wanting a little more out of life than, you know, they were allotted back in the day.
So he was in and out of mental institutions during much of his life. He developed a hypochondria from his drug and alcohol abuse, which caused him to tell doctors that, imagine if you were a doctor and a patient came up and told you the following.
Okay, I'm ready.
His pulmonary artery had been stolen. His heart would stop beating.
Okay.
And that his blood was turning to powder.
It's mental illness, I tell you.
It's mental
buddy,
illness.
I think you need a lot of therapy, first of all.
It's mental illness.
Probably some. I think this, like, I don't like, you know, over-medicating people, but, like, I think this calls for medication.
Yeah.
Just
a little bit.
Oh, godly. Wow. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Blood turning to powder.
Mm-hmm. I like the artery being stolen personally. It's my favorite one.
No, that is a good one. That is a good one. I can't come to work today. My pulmonary artery was stolen.
Hey, listen. I can't come to work today. My pulmonary artery was stolen last night.
You know how it is.
You know, I've got to go file a report. And I got to go. I have insurance that I need claimed. I need to file. I can't
do the work today.
I can't do the work today.
I'll tell you. Bro.
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 Oh my God.
Oh God.
Okay. So, when he was 21, Chase lived on his own. Well, he lived in an apartment with roommates.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't live with his parents anymore.
Right.
His roommates became fed up with his behavior and decided to move out, and he eventually had to return home. Like, apparently he would like walk around naked and like it like drugged up all the time.
Ooh.
And like, listen, to each their own. But if you have a roommate, you got to be respectful.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I say medicate, I mean, don't self-medicate too. No good. No good.
Correct. So he eventually returned home. He didn't stay long because his father put up rent for a new apartment. He had no social life and no girlfriends. Chase spent time capturing and killing animals, then eating them raw or blended up.
I hate that.
I know.
Hate that.
It gets worse.
Oh God. How? Well, I know how, but like Jesus Christ.
I know.
Just like petting me over here. Like,
I know.
You're staying in the apartment forever.
Snuggles collide a little closer. In 1976, he was hospitalized for blood poisoning after injecting himself with the blood from a rabbit he killed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
I know. Many patients and nurses were frightened by him and referred to him as Dracula.
Yeah.
He was frequently found with blood smeared on his face, which he claimed was from cutting himself shaving. However, he was actually biting the heads of birds off and sucking their blood. Told you it gets worse.
Oh, God. We're going to have to put a trigger warning in the bio for animal abuse. This is no good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see here. Once he began taking medication, he was released, which... I would like be like, okay... You're going to take the medication, but you're also going to be required to go to mandatory therapy sessions.
Yeah, or live in like, I mean, I mean, you know, it's the 60s or what year is it?
60? 76.
Yeah, I mean, still like mental institutions weren't great.
No.
They're still not great, but like, you know, that they're better than they were, I guess. But this is a case of this is someone who needs to be watched very, very carefully.
Agreed. Oof. So 1 year later, Chase was found in a field near Lake Tahoe, Nevada. He was naked and covered in cow's blood.
Oh my God.
The incident was reported, but nothing else was done. And only a few months later, Chase shot and killed Amber Rose Griffin, a 51-year-old engineer.
No.
Mm-hmm. This will be the first of many.
I wonder.
So the event was a drive-by and, like, according to everyone, random.
Yeah.
Like, it was just she
just was there,
happened to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was and Chase was not identified at first as the shooter.
That's very bold.
Yes.
I guess he's had a lot of practice with the, sorry, with I, the, I don't, again, I don't no, mean to laugh. It's just
with the killing. And yeah. He used a 22.
Okay.
And it was linked to, later on, it was a 22 handgun. It was linked to a break-in of, which I don't put this in because there's like so much, but it was linked to a break-in like 2 days previous.
Mm-hmm.
He broke into some woman's home and like waved around a gun and like left a bullet. And it was a 22 and it like matched.
That's so
but this,
weird.
But they don't like at first.
Yeah,
once the killing happened, like it, yeah.
That's so weird. Like it's just such a,
mm-hmm.
It's just a weird escalation to me.
Well, yes, I would say so. I mean, we're gonna get into all the bad things. We're not gonna get into like the psychology. But I mean, if you think about it, you know, he's been killing. He's been killing animals since he was a child.
Yeah.
And at some point the thrill is not there anymore.
Right.
On top of that, he has not ever been able to be intimate with anyone, yeah. Man or woman.
Yeah.
And so there's frustrations there. And so he probably, because he can't be intimate with a woman, he's angry and pissed off, and so he, in his lizard brain, he's like, I get a thrill when I kill animals. I wonder if I'll get a thrill or something, and also I can take out some of my anger on the people who are to blame.
So women. Maybe this first one was just kind of the, let's see how this feels.
Yeah, it could be.
And
again, I don't get into like the psychology, yeah. Or we would be here
for literal days
forever,
because Richard Chase is a wild one. I don't, yes. Know like the, I don't know like the nitty-gritty like you probably do now, but and you're about to get into it,
I know,
but he's a lot,
yeah. And it's gonna get worse, so here is your official trigger warning, because it's I should have said an animal abuse trigger warning at the very beginning, but also just like this next part is really bad.
We'll put it in the bio too, yeah. And I'll put this one in there too.
Okay, so his next victim, Terry Wallen, was the 22-year-old pregnant wife of David Wallen. She was 3 months pregnant. Chase shot Terry 3 times, killing her. He then raped her, mutilated her body, cutting off her nipples and removing her internal organs.
Did he rape her before or
after he killed her?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both are heinous, but yes. that's just so mm-hmm. terrible.
He drank her blood. He smeared the remaining on the walls. She was found by her husband when he arrived home from work, and it appeared that Chase had collected her blood into a yogurt cup to drink it.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that a lot.
Chase was not identified as the killer. The investigation began and other incidents were discovered. So like once this murder occurred, everything started to like all of the pieces started to fit together.
Yeah.
Because they like discovered that the bullets in the gun used to kill Terry was the same that was used to kill Amber Rose was the same that he intimidated the woman with.
Mm-hmm.
They also like the way in which Terry's body was found. They also found like a burglary in a house nearby where the remains of the disemboweled remains of a dog was found. So like the savagery and like cutting open of things, like all of the patterns are starting to emerge.
Yeah.
With this murder.
Wow.
The FBI developed a profile for the suspect based on the evidence, and it was a literal perfect match for Chase.
Wow.
And they asked for any more information leading to his capture, but it wasn't long before another murder was committed.
Hate it here.
A neighbor entered the home of Evelyn Miroth, only to find a massacre. Chase killed 51-year-old Dan in the hallway. So that's the husband. With a single gunshot to the head. So again, and like I want to emphasize like the anger that he has towards women, because the father, one single gunshot to the head.
Yeah.
The end. The mother, Evelyn, was killed by another gunshot to the head, was found naked on her bed, raped after death. Her abdomen had been open, her intestines protruding from the womb. And there was also evidence that her blood had been removed.
Oh my God.
There is a lot more to what they found and what was done to her. Like, he also stabbed her like so many times.
Oh my God.
Like,
so much anger.
Yes. And all in her lower half. Like, lots of anger.
So much anger. And it's like, you know, it's almost like he's like, for lack of better words, like playing with her.
Yes. And I think that's the most heinous part.
That's so gross. Oh God, I hate it. I hate it.
6-year-old Jason.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm,
no.
Was found in his mother's bedroom. He had been shot twice in the head, but his body was still intact. However, 22-month-old David was missing from the house. Stop. And David was, I believe, the nephew of Evelyn and Dan.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. His mutilated body was found a few months later behind a church near Chase's apartment. The playpen where David would normally have been found was covered in blood and contained a pillow with a bullet hole. So it was assumed that he was also killed and that the suspect took the body with him when he left.
Huh. Why a child that young? Where's the anger in that, I wonder?
Maybe not anger, but more so like jealousy.
Yeah.
Maybe anger from jealousy of why does this kid have to get such a good childhood when I didn't? And why do maybe the kids plural, but why he took. So I'm thinking that he was probably like, why does this kid get to have this child get to have such a good childhood and I don't?
Yeah.
Now why I don't know why he took him. Everywhere I looked, they didn't really go into why he might have taken the child, but I do believe that when they found David's body, it was decapitated and mummified.
Oh.
So,
I mean, I could only assume that he took it with him because it was small.
Probably
he was small and could like carry him.
Yeah.
Take his time with him.
Yes. Well, and it doesn't ever, and I know he got startled because like, the 6-year-old was supposed to have a play date and the girl came over and like rang the doorbell and it startled Chase. So he like ran.
Okay.
So
maybe he grabbed.
Yeah.
Cause he wasn't done. Yeah. Quote unquote.
So, and as for like the order, like, I don't know if it was like, and I don't know the layout of the house. So I don't know if it was like a takeout, like dad, then mom, then the children.
Yeah.
Or like, I just don't know who, I don't know the order in which they died. I know, like, I obviously tell you an order, but I don't know if it was the order.
Right.
You know, so I don't know if like he had done all of the things that he did to Evelyn, like if he killed Dan first, then went to Evelyn and took care of that and like did all the things to her and then later killed the children, or killed everyone and then went back to Evelyn and then got startled and went back. I don't know the order in which.
I mean, none of Richard Chase's logic does sound, but we're going with any type of logic, I would think that it'd be the parents, then the children, like just kill them, boom, 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 and then go back.
and mutilate
Evelyn.
Do what
you want. Yeah.
And then, but then my thought is, if he's doing that, why did he grab the baby? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's gross. However you look at it.
Yes. So it's awful.
So sad.
So a significant lead for police came from a woman in her 20s who mentioned that she ran into a man she had gone to high school with, and he approached her car. She noticed that his eyes were sunken. He was extremely thin, and he had bloodstains on his sweatshirt. She identified him as Richard Chase. The police discovered that he resided within a mile of most of the murder sites. After staking out his apartment, police took Chase into custody. He was forcefully detained, and a gun found in evidence was linked back to all of the murders. Authorities also discovered a 12-inch butcher knife, rubber boots, animal collars, 3 blenders containing blood, several dishes inside the refrigerator containing body parts. A calendar was even found in his apartment containing the word today marked on the dates of the Wallen and Meredith murders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So that's there's not much on the trial. There's stuff on the trial, but there's not much on the trial. But I think it's because pretty open and shut case.
Yeah. are you going to say?
Like
to that?
2 + 2 = 4. The gun, the knife, the blood, the calendar, even though that's more so circumstantial. Okay, so the trials began in 1979, and Chase pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, which is fair.
Okay.
Because he is insane.
Yes, however,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're going to say it, but the premeditation argues against that, my dude.
Oh, yeah.
You were in full control.
So
knew exactly what you were going to do.
Oh, yeah. He was deemed legally sane at the time he committed the murders, and he was found guilty on all 6 murder counts for first-degree murder.
Fuck yeah.
During an interview, Chase admitted to walking the streets checking to see if the doors were unlocked. He stated that if a door was locked, that meant you weren't welcome. So Richard Chase is what they classify as a disorganized killer. So yeah. He didn't have a specific, the targets were random, but what he did to them wasn't. He had premeditation. He went out and was like, I'm going to cause harm. He just didn't know who he was going to cause harm to. So that is what they classified him as a disorganized killer.
Oh, I hate it.
I know.
That's so scary too.
I know.
Well,
and think about the 60s and 70s.
Everyone's door was unlocked.
Especially after the 70s, because the 70s was the serial killer decade.
Yeah.
Everyone's door was unlocked during that time.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate it. I hate it so much. Yeah. Lock your fucking doors, people.
I only lock my door.
Oh, my door
is double locked all the time.
Yep. Same. Right now, I only have one lock and it's giving me anxiety.
I know. But I'm here too.
I have my soldiers at the ready.
Yeah. Of the people closest to the door, you are the last. It's Clyde, then me, then Mia, then you.
We're all on the couch like one big happy family.
Yes. I don't know how I feel about any of it.
Mia seems okay with it.
My
right
leg
now.
Is strangely warm. Okay, so like I said, the jury found Chase guilty on 6 counts of first-degree murder. Chase was sentenced to die in a gas chamber. Waiting to die, Chase became a feared presence in prison. The other inmates, including several gang members, aware of the graphic and bizarre nature of his crime, feared him. And according to prison officials, they often tried to convince Chase to commit suicide.
Oh.
Too fearful to get close enough to him to kill him themselves. And I'm not laughing at the fact that someone is trying to convince someone else to commit suicide, but rather the fact that these big bad gang members
were
terrified. And I get it.
And he looks like a little rat man.
Yes.
He's
super thin.
And they're fucking terrified of him.
Let me see if I can find his, let's see.
Look at that. He looks like a rat. He truly, like,
I don't know how tall he is. Let's see.
Hold on. Let me see. Richard Chase height. 5'11".
Okay. So he's 5'11". He's tiny, like emaciated looking. And these big gangsters
are like scared of him.
And I get it.
I mean, to be fair, like, yes. Like, if this man was walking down the street towards me,
I too would be scared.
I would be scared. But in perspective.
So I was like, when I read that, I was like, oh, I mean, okay.
I would have thought he would have been a target in prison.
Yeah. For like murdering children.
These guys, like these serial killers usually are targets. Like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Like he did murder a couple of young guys, but I mean, he was targeted in prison.
Oh yeah.
Even though he wasn't like a quote unquote child killer, even though he was, but like, you know, like that wasn't like his shtick.
Yeah.
And he had a target on his forehead.
Okay. So when he was initially convicted, he began receiving medication.
Uh huh.
Instead of actually taking the medication, he stockpiled it until he had enough to commit suicide.
You fucking coward.
Uh-huh. So this is how quickly that happened. So he was convicted on May 8th. He was found dead in his cell, May 8th of 1979.
Uh-huh.
He was found dead in his cell in December of 1979. He didn't even make it a full year in prison.
Wow. You fucking coward.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Golly. The 1988 movie Rampage was loosely based on Chase's crimes.
Oh, is that any good? We should watch that.
Should we watch Rampage?
Hold on. I want to see what like the rating on IMDb
is. Well, it's made in 1988, so I'm not sure.
Sure it's not good.
I mean, it might be good, but hold on.
There's a movie with Brendan
Fletcher.
Or
1987, sorry.
6.2 on IMDb, so it's fine.
It's okay.
I saw Rampage. There is one with Dwayne Johnson. There's one. I saw the name Brendan, and I thought it was Brendan Fletcher, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, we're watching that. It's Brendan Fletcher, which I don't know who that is. I'm sure he's a nice man. I don't know. Like,
we'll watch the trailer and make a decision.
Just looking at IMDb now. Okay. I'm going
anyway. That's the end.
I can't.
Yeah.
The blood is what gets me. And I assume believe it or not, I'm not a psychologist.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
This entire time?
Yeah.
You fucking kidding me right now?
Sorry. Well, you didn't tell me you weren't a doctor or whatever it was that you didn't tell me you were. I don't remember.
Lawyer.
A lawyer. Oh, yeah. No, fuck you. No, you're not a lawyer.
No, fuck you. You're not a lawyer. Okay. You know what? That's fair. We're even.
But I assume it has something to do like he for some, but I wonder where that came. Okay. Sorry. Let me back up because I'm just going into like panic mode.
Yes.
So he has an obsession with blood. I assume it has something to do with the fact that he thought his blood was turning into powder or he lost his pulmonary artery.
Uh-huh.
But where the fuck did that come from? Like, why that? Why did he fixate on that? That's so wild to me.
I don't know why. Let's see. So clinical vampirism, known as Renfield syndrome, mm-hmm. which is an obsession with drinking blood. Very few cases of the syndrome have been described, and published reports that do exist describe clinical vampirism as behaviors that are subsumed.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Words.
Patisserie.
Patistry.
Patistry.
It's a patistry as far as I'm concerned.
Under more conventional psychiatric diagnostic categories such as schizophrenia or paraphilia, it's very hard to, I guess, be diagnosed with this because it's often like lumped in with a larger diagnosis of like schizophrenia, or dissociative identity disorder, or post-traumatic stress disorder. There's not really much on it. Like that's how which is very interesting. But so the syndrome was named after R.M. Renfield, Dracula's human I'm going to say that really wrong. That
Zoophagus
follower?
Zoophagus? I don't know.
Zoophagus follower? Dracula's human Zoophagus follower.
Huh. That.
I don't know.
It starts with a Z.
Yeah. It was coined by clinical psychologist Richard Knoll. Yeah. So it's...
We might have to do like an episode on this.
Yeah, this might be very interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a very weird one. Like, I don't know, like everything that I have seen thus far is like, why would you be obsessed with blood to like fix your blood essentially, or to like do something?
Or I know it's been associated with like having like healing.
Yes.
Powers, healing, like, you know,
properties.
Elizabeth Bowtry.
Mm-hmm.
She loved to put blood on her face. And we'll do an episode on her at some point because she's very fascinating. Yeah, she's a wild one.
I love that.
Yeah, she would. There's like rumors that she like took blood baths, which have not been substantiated. But
wasn't there like a Countess
Elizabeth Bowtry?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, she's, okay.
There's a movie about that. By
yes.
The way.
She's, I find her very fascinating. They believe she killed up to around 600 young peasant girls.
Yes.
And yeah. So
yeah, this says, people with the, with a genetic blood order disease called porphyria, have the desire to drink human blood to alleviate their symptoms.
Mm.
So it could be, honestly, it could be a very big mix of things. Like he could think he was trying to better himself. He could just be broken mentally, just completely.
Oh, I think he was definitely broken.
Yes.
Like there was just nothing. There was just something 100% wrong with him.
Yeah.
But it also seemed like he had some sort of twisted logic to a lot of the things he did.
I mean, hell, the whole locked door thing was a twisted logic.
Yeah. If it's locked, you're not welcome.
So like there is, he's operating on some plane of logic that only makes sense to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Which.
Yeah. And I think like they just didn't have enough time because he killed himself.
Yeah.
Which, to like interview and study and like learn the why behind some of these behaviors.
Yeah. I mean, and he. To me, I'm not a psychologist, but, and I don't want to like diagnose somebody, but to me, that sounds like actual legit schizophrenia just because, usually people with schizophrenia or sometimes people with schizophrenia, they have that plane of logic that only makes sense to them.
Yes.
And nobody else can see it, but they see it clear as day.
Yes.
And so that's kind of why I'm like, I think maybe he probably actually did have that, even though that was a very overly diagnosed disease in that time period.
Yes, it was. That was like the blanket diagnosis.
Yep. It was a blanket diagnosis. No one knew anything about it. And yet that was what everyone
was,
basically.
We were all schizophrenic.
Like people with anxiety or depression or whatever.
Schizophrenic.
You have schizophrenia. Like, no, bruh.
Excuse me.
Nah, bruh.
No, I don't.
No.
Or hysteria.
Well,
that's my favorite. Hysteria.
I have hysteria.
Me too.
For sure.
Wow.
It's mental illness, I tell you.
That was a doozy, man. Good job.
Thank you. It was very hard to read and research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it here.
Jesus.
I think we deserve our lemon tarts and our macarons.
I'm so excited for that lemon tart over there.
I can't wait.
Well, I guess that's all we got.
Okay.
Love you. Good night.
Bye.